night and be able to see all these stories.
That's exciting.
Have yourself a great day, Melissa.
You too, James.
Have a good one out there, everybody. Happy Valentine's Day from all of us at WFHR. Stick around for Morning Magazine.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. At least three students were shot to death Monday night at Michigan State University. Five more were wounded, some of them critically. CBS's Jared Hill.
The FBI says it's assisting the investigation as authorities work around the clock to figure out why this happened.
We are a community that is knit together by each other. And we will hold each other up.
All campus activities, including sporting events, are suspended for the next 2 days.
Police say the suspected gunman took his own life, his motive unclear. There's a search for answers in Brooklyn, New York, too, because a man there drove a U-Haul truck into several people at multiple locations, injuring several, one of whom has died.
Sources say 62-year-old Wang Soar has no criminal record in the city, but the NYPD did interact with him in July 2019 in response to an emotionally disturbed person call. He was allegedly jumping around in traffic.
WCBS TV's Lisa Rosner. A week after those catastrophic earthquakes in the Middle East,
this is a trauma which the world needs to heal.
UN aid chief Martin Griffiths, the death toll from those quakes now reported around 37,000 in Turkey and Syria. There are fresh developments in two of the investigations of former President Donald Trump. With the latest on the federal case, CBS News correspondent Scott McFarland.
CBS News has confirmed reports former Vice President Mike Pence will challenge the subpoena issued to him by special counsel Jack Smith, who is running that growing and sweeping investigation into efforts to overturn the 2020 election.
While in Atlanta, where the DA is weighing the possibility of state criminal charges, a Georgia state judge plans to release parts of a special grand jury report about that investigation, but only parts. Most will remain sealed for now. With a year out before the first primaries and caucuses, ex-South Carolina governor and U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley joins her ex-boss as a formally declared Republican presidential hopeful.
For the time being, Trump doesn't really have any first-rank interests in going after Haley. DeSantis is his target.
That is political analyst Larry Sabato at the University of Virginia. Well, the government's monthly inflation report is out, and it shows it's slowing a bit in January, but not as much as in December. Here's CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The largest contributor to prices rising in the month of January was shelter. The government said that shelter accounted for one half of the monthly increase,
which amounted to about a half a percent. Now, over the past year, consumer prices have risen just under 6.5%. Reacting to all of that after the markets opened about a half an hour ago, the major Wall Street indexes have opened down but have now switched to mixed. The Dow is down about 12 points. The S&P is up about 11. NASDAQ up 67. This is CBS News.
You wash your hands, you brush your teeth, but how do you clean your nose? With Navage. Navage uses powered suction to pull saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out the other nostril, flushing out allergens, mucus, and germs. And it's why cleaning your nose, the body's air filter, is the next evolution in daily personal hygiene. Navage helps you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less, but the biggest payoff is improved health. At Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, clean nose, healthy life.
This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-a-thon, select chairs are up to 50% off, like the Union and Scale Essentials Mesh Back Task Chair. Now just $89.99 at Staples. You save $90. Plus, get 2 2-ounce bottles of Purell hand sanitizer free with the Staples Connect app. So take a seat or two right now at Staples, the working, learning, and saving store. Ends 2/18. In-store only. Purell limit 2 while supplies last.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broken too. She has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Still looking for that perfect Valentine's Day gift? How about a beautiful Ethiopian opal ring for free? Stone Age Gem, Mineral, and More and WFHR are teaming up for this fantastic giveaway. Just go to the Stone Age Gem or WFHR Facebook page and let us know how you and your significant other met before noon on Valentine's Day. The best story will win this one-of-a-kind piece. Make this a Valentine's to remember with Stone Age Gem and WFHR, a locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 46, southeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Isolated rain showers again tonight, lows dip down to about 38, cloudy skies. Slight chance for isolated rain showers tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 40, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this February 14th, 2023, 10:06 on the clock. Have your host, James J. here. At 10:30, we're going to be joined by J.R. Seward and Lindsay Scheider from Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors, and let's talk real estate. Looking forward to that. Got our good friend Katie Wright in now from Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Good to see you. How you been?
Oh, you know, pretty good.
Good. Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. You got fun stuff lined up for today? You going to have a good one? Or is it because it's a Tuesday and it's in the middle of the week. Yeah. But that is what it is. And there is plenty to do in our area. We're going to talk about some of that events coming up and different things with the chamber. Can we start with annual meetings or somewhere around there?
Yeah, let's go over that really quick. It's coming up really quick, actually. It's on March 8th. It's our 75th annual meeting and awards banquet from 5 to 8. This is for our investors. We like to recognize and celebrate our investors with our chamber, and then we make an effort each year to recognize the accomplishments and then thank them for participating and supporting our chamber. So if you are a member of the chamber, please RSVP by the 22nd. You can go online to our website and come join us for a great evening of food, drinks, and mingling. I do really quick want to go over our sponsors for this event. So our presenting sponsor this year is Urco Worldwide. Our virtual sponsor is Ho-Chunk Gaming in Nakusa. And then we have some dinner sponsors, Anderson O'Brien, LLP, Cellcom, Current Technologies, Domtar Industries, Inc., Enbridge Energy Company, Inc., Urco Worldwide, Hay Creek Pallet, Paper City Savings, Rapids Insurance, a division of Marshfield, SC Swiderski, LLC, Solaris, US Bank, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, and MediaWorks.
Good people.
Good people.
Yes. All great businesses, all local stuff. That is awesome. That's always cool to hear. We love that. We like supporting local, buying local, and it's certainly the Chamber's MO.
Yeah.
This is a fun event, too. This is one of those ones people look forward to. It's a great way for us to celebrate our community, celebrate the people in this community, and all the great work that's going on with
Absolutely.
That. Are there anything people should know? Do you need to register for this event?
So register online. Otherwise, if you got the hand invite, please make sure you send that back to us by February 22nd so we can get that all in. And it'll be at the Ridges this year.
Excellent. Yeah. And the Ridges is always a great place to host these events.
It is, yes.
Never have a bad time there.
No.
It's a great atmosphere, great people. That is going to be a lot of fun.
I'm excited. Mm. My first annual meeting, you guys. I'm very much ready. So
I was going to ask. I thought it was. Okay.
I have not been to one, so I'm very excited. And I put a lot of work in it, so I'm very excited to see how it turns out.
How did it go? As you mentioned, it's your first time doing it and everything. Behind the scenes, putting this together, I imagine it's a lot of heavy lifting. Did you enjoy the process?
Did it,
you?
The process has been a lot of fun. Right now, we are actually still doing raffle donations. So if any of you guys want to be a raffle donator, reach out to me or a table decoration sponsor. We'd love to have you. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun behind the scenes for sure.
What is there anything about putting this together that we may not know, like on its surface, but you think would be interesting for people to know as far as putting this together?
You know, it's I shouldn't compare it to like planning a wedding, but it's like certainly kind of like that. You know, you get people RSVPing and tables and making sure we got food lined up, but it's fun.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's nice to be able to take a moment and recognize and appreciate people. I think that unfortunately, more times than not, we don't actually get to do that until they're older or sometimes they're gone.
Right.
It's always nice to be able to have these moments of like, hey, I appreciate you. Like, let people know this. I mention it all the time. Support, encouragement, cost nothing, can mean everything. Mm-hmm. This is an event that really tailors to that. That really is about that.
Yes.
Again, it is coming up February 22nd. And if people want to register for this, how can they do that? How can they find out more?
At our website, so wisconsinrapidschamber.com. You should be able to go to our calendar, go to March 8th, click on our event, and then there's a register button. So make sure you register.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you want to register by February 22nd.
By February 22nd.
Yeah. I apologize. You want to register by then. Yes.
You might show up to the Ridges very disappointed.
Yeah, it might not be as much of a fun. Especially because there's already something going on February 22nd. And we'll talk about that in a moment. I did want to mention that Share the Love, Now and Forever, is coming up on the 17th. Ruby's Pantry is their mobile food distribution. Then the 18th, along with Empty Bowls. These are things that I can touch on and mention to you because they're right on the Chamber's events calendar page. While the Chamber certainly has their events on there, they have lots of local events on there as well. So just a nice reference resource for you if you are, you know, when is that Empty Bowls event again? I know I heard it on the radio. When is it again? And you can go to the Chamber's website and find that information. It's wisconsinrapidschamber.com right under their events page.
Yep.
Let's look at, I don't want to, February 20th and me don't get along. But
it's a good day.
It is a good day because we got an off-the-clock event
exactly.
on that day.
Exactly.
And it's at Bee's Tap House, one of our favorite places.
We love Bee's.
Let's tell people about what off-the-clock is, Katie, just for those that may not know what the event is.
Yep, so it's a networking event. I would suggest bringing your business card because there's a lot of people that come to this event that are, you know, a new business or a potential business that's maybe wanting to join the chamber, or they just kind of join and, you know, meet some people. It's at Bee's Tap House from 4 to 6, and there's raffle prizes and food.
I'm really glad you mentioned the business card thing.
Yes.
A big part of this is certainly the organic relationships you can build from these events and who you run into, who you meet. It's not just business centric. We hopefully make some friendships with these events and everything, but business is in mind.
Right.
And I cannot tell you how many times I've been in those scenarios and like, yeah, do you got a card? Yeah, I got it. Oh, I know. I didn't have my card on it.
I know.
Or worse, I've got like a card from like two owners ago, like or something like that and everything. And it's not up to date, which looks a little unprofessional and doesn't go over very well. It's nice. It's a nice note to think of before going into this. Also, not a bad idea if you haven't updated your card in a while, maybe doing that. I didn't even realize I would need to until like most recently. And we've got new cards now and stuff. But that's one of those things. I think that's a really good note to bring.
Yep.
Again, the off-the-clock event going from 4 to 6. This is a nice part of this, too. It's a nice part of the afternoon afternoon into the dinner area. So you got to kind of have that covered. Most people are out of work by that point, so you're able to go to these events. The raffle prizes, the appetizers are always great. And this is one of those events, too, where, hey, if you're free, come on down.
Yeah.
You don't have to register for this event. That's kind of nice for people to have the freedom of if I can't make it, then I don't feel bad. You know, and if I can make it, oh, great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And again, Bee's Tap House. Great atmosphere. Great people. Going to enjoy yourself for sure.
Yes.
This is also a nice part of this event, too. The last time we were talking about this, I had a listener mention to me, yeah, I went to the event and I hadn't been at that place before. So this is another nice part of it. Maybe you haven't been to Bee's Tap House before. Go check it out. Might be one of your new favorite spots.
Oh, absolutely. It was like with the Elks Lodge that we had, I think, what, last month? I've never been to Elks Lodge. So for me, going to new businesses, it's like it's great to, you know, see them.
I actually think you, I've thought about this before. I think you have an advantage in this position and being newer to the area.
Right.
For, again, Katie Wright, events and engagement director here with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Some of this stuff to longtime residents, you may love it, but it's not new to you. It's not fresh to you and everything. So you selling it, I don't know if it goes over as well as when you do. You're genuinely excited about these things. You're generally, it's new and fresh to you and everything. And you're able to talk about them like that.
Yeah.
I think that goes a long way for you.
Oh, absolutely.
It helps. And again, the off the clock at Bee's Tap House taking place February 20th from 4 to 6 over at the wonderful Bee's Tap House. Appetizers, raffle prizes, open to the public, free to attend. Be sure to check it out. After that, we've got Coffee with the Chamber coming up.
Yep.
I like the having these two events on the same week or within a week of each other. They complement each other so well.
Absolutely.
That is more of a night event, more of a kind of evening event for people that maybe are free at that time. And then you have a morning event like Coffee with the Chamber from 8:30 to 9:30. And this is a little different, but some of the same type of traditional things of running into talking with people or getting information that you may not always get. When it comes to Coffee with the Chamber February edition, that is going 8:30 to 9:30. It is coming up on February 22nd. And who is the special speaker for this one?
So we have Craig Bernstein, who is the Director of Workforce and Professional Development at Midstate. And we have Jackie Esselman. She's the Dean of Recruitment and Admissions at Midstate. I will say this is our first in-house Coffee with the Chamber that we've had in a while.
I was going to say.
So we have that, but you can also still do virtual. But they're meeting, so the topic is meeting workforce challenges through employee development. So Craig and Jackie will provide an overview of current workforce challenges and how Midstate can assist your organization in meeting these challenges through employee development.
How cool is that? That's a really nice thing to be able to talk about, to bring to people. It's again a nice, you guys do your homework. You guys do, you know, your diligence on this stuff. You're not just bringing topics to people that don't really have anything to do with local residents or anything like that. This is one of those things where this has been an issue for many businesses out there. And I don't know about anybody out there, but I would think you could use all the weapons you can in your arsenal. Right. You know, and talking to somebody like Craig who knows his stuff, and we've had Jackie on the air with us, and I love talking to Jackie. She really knows what she's talking about and really is passionate about this, too. She cares. People aren't just numbers to her. It matters. Like, these businesses aren't just numbers. So when she's talking about this stuff, it's coming from a real genuine place with knowledge and heart. That, and I'm sure Craig, very similar. You're getting a... You're also getting something with this where they charge for these things. Like, these things can be kind of expensive to take in some of these meetings or these conferences and everything. This event is completely free. Uh-huh. This is completely free and open to everybody. Yeah. Just got to register, right?
Register. Go online. Go to our website. Yep.
Where is it taking place?
At the Chamber. So it'll be down in our boardroom. Again, otherwise it's virtual. So if you can't make it there, but still want to participate, you can still do that online.
It's nice to offer that to people. There's still a lot of people out there. I shouldn't say a lot. There's still people out there. I don't know how many that are more comfortable with that. Or just it may work out work-wise. If you work in an office and you are kind of have to be on the job, but you can, you know, have something like this on your computer screen and watching and being engaged while on a break or something like that,
yeah.
You don't have to physically leave work. That can be nice. I got to think too. If I'm a business, if I'm a small business, or I'm a business that's getting ready to get going or get started, or I've opened my doors in the new year or anything like that. I don't care if you've got a full stock of employees. This is a class. This is something I want to take in.
Oh yeah.
It's important for small businesses out there to approach things in more of an offense than a defensive way. You don't want to be sitting there and I got one employee and I got a whole work week ahead of me and then be in this position.
Right.
You want to be playing offense and like, yeah, I got a full stable of people, but I want to know what I got to do if I lose anybody. Where do I go to? What are the best thing? What is the best stuff that I can learn? Know to go into that situation. This coffee with the chamber is a great way to take that in and have your favorite cup of coffee.
Yeah, Cravings will be there, so you might as well come.
Ooh, ooh.
I know.
I didn't know Cravings was going to be there. Okay.
If wait, that gets you to get there.
That's a different. I was already going to go. I was already thinking of taking this in. Now that's really great. And I don't want to undersell the fact that you guys are hosting this at the chamber.
Yep.
We joked about this for many years with a lot of people from the chamber. We always encourage people to stop by, say hi and everything. This is a great way to make them do that. This is a great way to have
no
them come
on
by. No
one's come to say hi to me yet. So if you need to come to this event, might as well walk in the door, come say hi to me, and then go to your event,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think it's a great idea, too, for people to be familiar for where the chamber is.
Yep.
You just never know when you might need to be stopping by there, dropping something off, or just for common reference for other residents or people in town that may need to know it. And it's a nice building too.
It's a great building.
It's right across from Quick Trip. I mean, come on.
I know. I can walk over there.
Yeah, that's got to be nice.
It's so nice.
That's pretty good. So we got February wrapping up. We're already looking into March now with our events. What do we have coming up in March? I see that these, as we mentioned, the 75th annual meeting and awards banquet. We'll touch on that before we wrap up today. I want to remind people about that, but that is really cool. And I think I undersold the 75th annual. That's really 75th, impressive.
75th, you guys.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Now, do you have something else coming up in March on the 17th, the Spring Legislative Breakfast?
Yes.
Let's tell people a little about this.
So it's, correct me if I'm wrong, I didn't bring it in front of me, but it's 7 to 9, I believe.
It's
held at Mid-State.
Yeah.
You can register online for that. We are taking people in on that. That should be a good event.
It's going to be a great one with the chamber, with Mid-State. You're going to have a legislative breakfast. You'll get an update from legislators and local community official representatives. Elected officials in office are invited to participate. We have confirmed for this event already that Senator Patrick Teston, who will be joining us on Friday for Morning Magazine. Scott Krug is also. Scott has been with us, is with us once a month. And it looks like Nancy Vandermeer has also been confirmed at this event. But they have, might be more people also joining this one as well. Plenty of other people have been reached out to and just haven't been able to confirm yet. Got some time before now then. And when it comes to any of our officials, I mean, I see Rapids Mayor Shane Blazer on here, too. Everybody from that to like a senator like Tammy Baldwin, busy, got a lot on their plate. So
busy.
Very oftentimes they will commit to these things I wouldn't say at the last minute, but maybe like a week in advance or something like that. Schedules are flux and they've got a day job to do. So we want them doing their day job.
Yes.
Legislators will answer prepared questions. The order of speaking will be randomly selected at the event. At 7 a.m., the registration and breakfast will begin. 7:15, everybody is welcome in. 7:30 will be the forum, discussions, and questions, and everything will conclude about 9 a.m. The moderator will be the Craig Tim, who does a great job with these things. Craig's very good at this, been doing it for a long time. So I love the idea of having these events. We've all seen these kind of events from plenty of times, but we don't get a lot of this local. We don't get a lot of this in town or within, walking distance or, 20-minute drive or 5-minute drive or whatever for some people. And it's becoming more and more important for the idea of people being able to have no middleman. It's just me to the representative, just asking that question right in person. I'm spoiled. On a monthly basis, I get to have these representatives come in for many years, and whether it's questions from the listeners or questions that I come up with or whatever, been able to ask them point blank, right in person.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we're very spoiled about it. But not everybody has something like this, and not all these representatives are able to join us. I would like to hear from some of these other people.
Yeah.
I think that many people would. And the idea of, because the phrase fake news has become so popular, well, what's a one way to counter that? You asking the question right to the person.
Right.
There's no chance for any middle, any garbage in between or anything like that when it's just you to the said person.
Exactly.
We need more and more of these opportunities, and it's really cool that the chamber's doing something like this and bringing all these people together. It's also great for them. I've talked to representatives before about these type of events, and this is a across the aisle kind of thing where they love running into people that they don't always get a chance to talk with, and in an environment where it is much more welcoming and friendly. And hey, it's just a town hall meeting, that's kind of what it is. And the more we have of these things, the more we can normalize these things where we don't have, you know, just straight up people talking to each other. Maybe we have a little less of the tension that is involved in politics nowadays.
Right.
People get that tension when they have unanswered questions or they have fear or the, of the unknown. It's a lot easier to find that stuff out when you could just ask a person face to face. This event will be going on again on March 17th. We do want people to register for this one, right?
Yes. Yep. And there is a fee. I think it's $30. So again, you can go to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com and go to our events page and register there.
We encourage you to do that. We probably want to do it as soon as you can.
Yes, they fill up fast.
I was going to say, it doesn't say like an end date, like a last day that you can register, but I would imagine that you want to get in on that quack. Quack. I've been doing this 20 years. I've had some mix-ups. That one's one of my best.
Oh, my God.
That's one of my best I've ever done. That's a good one.
Oh, my God.
To all the ducks out there,
yes.
You want to get on this quack. You want to, you know, really quick, and quick probably,
oh,
too.
Oh, my God.
And also quick. I also wanted to call out because Katie brought up a good one earlier. I didn't get to do this on the morning show. I'm wearing the wrong color today. Even think about it. You got a nice color.
I
like the reddish. The reddish, like how do you got going on there?
Say like pink. I don't know.
Pinkish red. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. It goes with the hair really good.
Right.
I went orange. I went Halloween. I don't know what I'm doing
red
here. I don't.
Or orange and navy. What?
It doesn't work. It doesn't work at all.
I'm so confused.
I do want to remind people as well, the Chamber's website and the Chamber itself, great resources for news, job openings, different things like that in the area. I mentioned the events calendar for not just Chamber events, but really different events in the area. So it's not only a great resource for community members, but for businesses out there, for people out there. We encourage you to be a part of things with the Chamber, become a Chamber member, and it's one of the ways that like events like yours will be on this calendar.
Yeah.
I'm looking ahead, and I had almost forgotten about the Save of the Arts. Our friends over there have Take Three coming up in March. That's a band I cannot wait to see. I would travel like to the other part of the world to see this band, let alone in town to get to see them. So things like that show up. Ruby's Pantry shows up on the events calendar. When you're a part of things with the Chamber, that is one of those added bonuses kind of things that happens with that. So whether you are a community member or you're a business, we encourage you to reach out to the Chamber and find out more and find out how you can be a part of things.
Right.
As we're wrapping up, Katie, because the time always flies by, the 75th annual meeting and awards banquet. Let's wrap up with that and tell people again about how they can be a part of this.
Yep. So you do need to be an investor with the Chamber. You can register online at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Please RSVP by February 22nd, and it's from 5 to 8 p.m. on March 8th.
Katie, always good talking and hanging out with you. Please say hi to everybody over there for us.
I will.
And we will catch up again real soon. We'll see you probably next month, I believe.
In 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
In
that's
two
right.
Weeks.
In 2 weeks. It will be no time. It'll fly right by. And I will try to have the right color on that day.
Please.
Well, big shout out to our friends at the Chamber. And again, you can find out more by going to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. It's all one word. And encourage you to follow the Chamber on Facebook. It's a great follow. Encourage you to do that. We'll take a break. We'll come back and let's talk real estate with our friends at Coldwell Banker Sear Realtors here at Morning Magazine on WFHR.
I want to change some things.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
I want more of my neighbors to have access to health care.
I want to change what I see around here.
United Way is creating real, lasting change where you live by focusing on the building blocks of a better life: education, income, and health.
I just want to see more smiles on my sidewalks.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. For more, visit United Way at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10.06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10.06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 46, southeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Isolated rain showers again tonight, lows dip down to about 38, cloudy skies. Slight chance for isolated rain showers tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 40, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning Magazine part two. 10:30 on the clock for this February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. And it's one of our favorite shows to do. It's Let's Talk Real Estate. We've got our friends from Coldwell Banker Seer Realtors on the phone, J.R. Seward, Lindsay Scheider, joining us right now. Good morning, you two.
Good morning, and happy Valentine's Day to you, James.
Thank you. Appreciate it, and appreciate you guys being able to join us. Thank you so much for the time. JR, how you been?
Doing better.
Good.
I was bit by the COVID bug last week and doing well, but it just goes to show that, unfortunately, that's still something that we have to deal with.
Yeah. I do appreciate you mentioning that. I didn't want to bring it up, but I didn't want to bring it up unless you wanted to. I do appreciate you bringing it up because you're right. It is something that we should still keep in mind, but I am very happy to hear you're doing well. That's good.
I am. And James, I heard this morning when I was listening to the morning show that you guys are doing some type of a Valentine story on your Facebook page, something about giving away a ring. What's that story?
Our friends at Stone Age Gem Minerals and More, they're giving away an Ethiopian opal ring. It's custom made. It's one of a kind. And all you got to do is go to their Facebook page or our Facebook page and let us know how you met your significant other.
Wow. Well, it made me think of my story with Sue. Mm. We actually met over a phone call when I was calling in a school cancellation. She was working at a radio station.
No way. Oh, yep. That is so cool. Oh, is that cool? Oh, that's a good one, JR. That's a good one. Wow, how interesting is that? That's, and especially looking at where we are right now, that's very interesting. That's
Yeah, exactly. And that was 46 years ago, actually, this coming March.
Congratulations to both of you. That just hit my romantic heart, man. That's awesome. You guys are actually the same as my mom and dad. That's how many years they've been together.
Is that right?
That's pretty cool.
I did not know that.
That's pretty cool. That's interesting.
That's fascinating.
I appreciate you sharing that. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. And I have Lindsay Scheider on the phone with us this morning. She's our Director of Business Development at Coldwell Banker. And actually, she covers three offices. We have offices in Adams and in the town of Rome, and also here in Wisconsin Rapids. So I just wanted to introduce Lindsay to our audience, and I feel very fortunate that she's with our organization and also that she's able to join us on the Let's Talk Real Estate show today.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, JR, for the introduction. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for including me.
Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us, especially with how busy you must be. My goodness, you're covering a lot of work. You're covering a lot of area there.
A little bit of ground. That's right. Yeah. My car and I, we're best friends some days. Yeah.
Thank you for the time, Lindsay. Good to meet you, too. JR, where would you like to start today?
Well, I'd like to start with just the overall market. We're definitely in changing market conditions, and in those changing market conditions, it's really important, James, that our audience has good information, sound information, accurate information, to make the best possible decisions as it relates to home buying and home selling. As you and I have talked in the past, it's one of the largest financial decisions most people will make in their lifetime, and that's why we feel that we need to do everything we can to help our buyers and sellers have favorable outcomes when that comes up. And so what are you hearing about the market? Because what you're hearing out there might also be something that our listeners are also getting.
Yeah, you know, there was just some recent reports that came out as far as nationally that I saw as far as it being a good time for buyers. And some of that, I saw a little bit about interest rates, some things, I wouldn't say anything too groundbreaking, but there was some news, I believe, yesterday that came out that was pretty interesting, too.
Yeah, and in that, you know, greater market, the macro market, you know, the things that are hitting headlines are going to be those things that are really significant. And I've heard some of those same reports that there's market corrections, you know, that are taking place, that it's be shifted more to a buyer's market. And I can say with complete confidence that that's not what we're seeing here on a local level. It is still a very tight inventory market. There are still more buyers than there are sellers, even though the number of buyers entering the market has gone down somewhat. It hasn't been a significant decrease. And I'm going to substantiate that with the market information that I have. For the month of January, and again, I just want to stress to our listeners that we're only looking at 1 month. You can't say that's a trend just by looking at 1 month. But it's still, how's the year starting out? And for the month of January, there were 29 properties that closed in our greater Wisconsin Rapids area, as opposed to 31 a year ago. Now, that is a drop, but to put it in perspective, historically, over the last 3 years, it's been in that 29 to 33 range. So it's not a huge difference. It's a 6% difference, and it'd be easy to assume because of it's due to higher interest rates or, you know, other factors or changes in the market, that type of thing, the shift that we talked about that's happening on the national level. But I believe that it's just the lack of availability of homes for buyers, and here's where that comes from. If you look at the average sale price, for instance, James, the average sale price is up 7% over last year at this time. And so you know, let's walk that out. If in fact there was an oversupply or there wasn't enough buyers out there for the homes that were there, what do people in business do, people that want to sell something when things aren't moving? What do they typically do?
stand packed.
Right. I mean, they end up having to make an adjustment.
Right.
You know.
Right. Yes.
In the price. I mean, if something, not to make this a commodity, because it's not, but if something isn't moving off the shelf, you end up having to reduce the price.
Right.
And so we're not seeing that, and
okay.
We're because things still are moving, and that's I think should be very encouraging to our listeners that are out there.
And I don't want to derail and get us on a whole other end of topics here or anything, but can it when we see these things, these kind of reports and everything. Can that affect local towns? Like, let's say we see some reports about Madison and Milwaukee or something in their housing market, and they're mm-hmm. does that affect people in rural areas like this or surrounding areas?
What happens in those markets could, from the standpoint of people relocating to a rural community.
Okay,
and we definitely did. See, and Lindsay, maybe you can comment on this because of the other markets, you know, that you serve. What was your experience with people with any type of migration?
I think with, not to bring up the COVID talk again, but I think that with the COVID and the recent pandemic, we were seeing a lot of people that maybe previously had a second home in the area, you know, getting out of the city, getting out of those metro areas, that then they had possibly the opportunity to be working more remotely on more of a permanent basis and are now making these rural areas their full-time residence,
mm-hmm.
or maybe upgrading their homes because now they need an office space because work has gone remote. So I think that there's definitely been a shift in that capacity for sure in the southern markets of Adams, Friendship, and Town of Rome.
How about when it comes to the big, like what we see on national news and everything when they're talking about New York or San Francisco or things like that? When we're seeing those kind of reports, does that kind of stuff that's happening in another part of the world, can that affect us here?
I would say not as significant.
Yeah.
The only thing that we share with those markets is the cost of financing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing that is a common denominator.
And I don't know if that would be commonly known to people out there, but I want to bring it up. It's just a hit on the point what we're talking about here, that real estate is a local business. It's something
mm-hmm.
Whether you're in the zip code of Chicago, you're in the zip code of Wisconsin Rapids or San Francisco, it's going to change. And so when you see these reports, when you see these headlines, do a little digging, do a little homework, reach out to our friends at Coldwell Banker Seat Realtors and find out how it affects you locally.
That's a great recommendation, James, and not just because our name was in it, it is a great recommendation because you need to have a trusted real estate advisor. You need to have a company that has years of experience and highly trained associates in order to respond to and localize it for you.
Mm-hmm. Continuing with the market update, where do you want to go next?
Sure. So the fact that we did have another increase in the average sale price, to me, is another strong indicator and reason to believe that we are not in a downturn market here. We had a 7% increase over this same time a year ago, which means that, and a year ago, we were in the heat of it. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the market
yeah.
was really cranked up.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that the average sale price is 7% higher than it was a year ago, again, tells us, and this is just for the month of January, it tells us that there's still a demand for homes that are out there. Another thing that supports that is the days on market. That average days on market is running basically the same as it was a year ago. And probably the most significant thing about the market, and I think that you'll probably blown away by this, but the sold price to list price ratio, so that's on average what a seller is getting of their asking price, mm-hmm. is at 102%.
Whoa.
And in January a year ago, it was at 99%.
Jeez. Yeah, that speaks a lot to what we were just talking about. That really hits home.
It does. It really does. And so on average, you know, sellers are still getting above their asking price when a multiple offer situation can be created.
Mm-hmm. That
and
seems
I just
key.
Wanted to jump in for a second too and kind of share sometimes those the personal stories really hit home to people that are interested in the market. And JR was just telling me of a recent situation with one of our associates. The property was priced just over $300,000. They ended up receiving 10 offers and gained an accepted offer over $50,000 over their asking price.
Wow.
And not only is that story crazy, but you know, that's not the only price range that we're experiencing these multiple offer situations, or I should say continuing to experience these multiple offer situations driving this price up for sellers in this time.
It's a great note, Lindsay. Thank you.
Yeah, and thank you, Lindsay, for passing that story on to our listeners. I mean, this is, you know, real life. You know, it was a seller just like, you know, one of our listings that are out there, and I'm going to also, I guess, build on that to say that doesn't happen by accident.
Mm.
That takes a skilled real estate advisor to try to create that type of a scenario, time how it hits the market, do a good job on the marketing, managing that process, you know, to try to invite as many possible offers at one time to help get the seller the best possible price for their property. But on the buyer side, it's also really important that you have great representation, because you need to counsel your buyer in a way that hopefully they're the ones that end up winning, mm-hmm. you know, among the other, you know, buyers that they're competing for that property on.
Mm-hmm.
and a positive, Lindsay, do you remember Jennifer's comment at our kickoff meeting in terms of, you know, the opportunities, you know, for buyers that, you know, have been in the market, and anything that you'd like to comment on that?
Hmm. Well, I mean, she was just kind of talking about, you know, this last couple of years of the market, this highly competitive, fast-paced market that we've been experiencing, you know, it's been tougher, really tough for sellers and buyers alike for different reasons, of course. Sometimes it can be overwhelming to either party because there's just so much competition, and like JR said, having a trusted professional to guide you through that process and be in your corner to help you, whether you're the one selling or the one buying, is really important. But as we see a little bit of the change in the market, although we're still seeing these multiple offer situations, we are seeing that there is a little bit more opportunity for some of those buyers that have been pushed out of the market in the past couple years, where as we just talked about, this one scenario having 10 offers, there's 9 other buyers that are ready, willing, and able to purchase that did not win on this property. So they're eager, they're ready to go. So we just really need some more listings in the market to be able to service those buyers.
Hmm. How would you, Lindsay, how would you advise today's buyers to, you know, prepare for, you know, this market, to prepare to put themselves in the best possible position when they do find that just right home?
Well, I think definitely step one is connecting with a trusted real estate professional, so that not only are you ready to write an offer and write the best offer that you can, but that you are, you know, your real estate professional can also help hook you up with an amazing lender that can talk to you about all of the different loan programs that are available to people. You know, it's not just one opportunity in the lending world. So making sure that you have a trusted professional to make those connections for you. And then when the time comes that you do find that house that you fall in love with, you know, making sure that you're talking to your real estate professional about the very unique circumstances or provisions that you can write in your offer to try to have a leg up on maybe those other buyers in that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Great advice. Great advice, Lindsay.
Yeah. I already feel more prepared. I already feel better about that. Any more of the housing market you wanted to go over, JR?
On the housing side, no. But there's also other facets to the market.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I said housing market. I just meant the market. Sorry. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's okay. Yeah. Well, I thought that was intentional, actually. on the land sales side of things, that market is still lagging year over year and is off to a slow start. There were zero land sales in the month of January as compared to seven January prior. So that's a huge shift.
Yeah.
And I think we're looking at, you know, increased building costs, interest rates that have been, you know, higher. That's probably impacting people's decision on buying land and building. That certainly is starting to moderate on both of those fronts. It's too early to tell, mm-hmm. you know, what's going to happen, but I think we've had a conversation previously that there was definitely a surge over the last 18 to 24 months in land purchases, and that seems to have now tapered off.
Mm-hmm. I think we even saw that. I don't want to say we saw that coming, but I think you've kind of touched on that, whether intentional or unintentionally, building up to this, because we've talked about the lack of inventory, that lack of inventory quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have. Hmm. But I will say this for people that may be planning that in their future. There's some beautiful lot opportunities and land opportunities out there right now.
Mm-hmm. And I am, I'd say going back to summer, I've seen some building going on here in Rapids. I've seen some other areas that I've visited doing some of it. So that's more than I've seen in recent history. So that is encouraging.
It is. And there's definitely more new construction going on than there has been in years. Most definitely.
Hmm.
commercial sales, James, are continuing an upward trend. At the turnaround that started last year continues, and there's already been a couple commercial sales in the month of January. So that is wonderful to see. That speaks well of our local economy and the direction that we're headed.
Hmm. again, that's the encouragement we're not hearing from the national headlines. That's so important to get that information out there. It's nice to hear.
Correct. Yep, most definitely. Hmm. Most definitely. And then I guess as we move closer to the end of our time together, I just want to encourage our listeners, if they're thinking of selling in this next year, it still is an excellent time to sell. What you're hearing in the national news about sellers having to make concessions hasn't come to our area. There are buyers out there for all different types of price ranges and different types of properties. As Lindsay indicated, with some of the real life stories that she shared. So it's important that if there's a seller out there that's, has that in their future, that they get some good trusted real estate advice to make that decision.
Yeah. When it comes to the seller end of things, buyer, seller, both are very important to be talking to a real estate agent. When talking about the seller price of things, I think that's one of the ones where it's so vital, only because so much is being talked about, just talking right now in 2023, of the market of selling and that. And so much of the headlines, so much of the talk going towards that, you see so much information. There's so much going on right now. And we live in 24-hour news cycles, so there's always new stuff to catch on before you can even research the stuff that you learned yesterday. Mm-hmm. Talking to people like at Coldwell Banker, you're going to talk to people who are in the now, who are researching this stuff and finding out about this stuff as quick as you are and doing the homework on it. But they're coming into it with all the other years and years of knowledge as well, and being able to tell you, hey, this is what it's like right now, but I can tell you 5 years ago this was happening, or 10 years ago, or what, we can project kind of looking ahead. There's so many factors and so many layers to something like this that I don't think an average person would know. Even if you've buy or sold a house before, there's new stuff. There's always new laws. There's new tax breaks, all kinds of these things that are things that I don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm just bringing up terms that JR has brought up because he does know what he's talking about.
You've made some great points there. The market is very dynamic, and we want our customers and clients to make sure that they've got the best information to have the best possible outcomes. And Lindsay, why don't you touch on some of those options for a seller to be able to do that?
Absolutely. Well, I would just wanted to communicate that really just understanding what your home could be worth in today's market, right? We're talking about what was, what is, and what could be, but we're really a snapshot of what things look like right now, today, and looking at what the market is doing can really have some power in a homeowner's, a view of what's next for them. And that can simply start by contacting one of our associates. They will provide a comparative market analysis, which is really that snapshot of not only the market, but where your home fits into that market. And that's offered free of charge. And hopefully that can really help a homeowner or potential seller determine if the time is right for them to take advantage of really these historical prices that we're seeing. These market conditions are like none other. We have this low inventory and these high sale prices. And so to know whether it's right for you and your family to act on selling right now, and if that's the best for you, really step one is to call our associates and get some more information. And knowledge is power in this aspect for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well said. JR, I can see why you brought her on. She's good.
Just kidding. Isn't she?
Yeah.
I agree. Jennifer and I are so fortunate to have Lindsay on our leadership team. It's been amazing, and she has great plans for our continued growth. So, yeah, it's good stuff.
Thanks, guys.
We've talked about a lot today, JR, and there's so much other things that we could cover we just didn't have the time for, but we want to let people know that you can ask those questions. Just reach out to JR, Lindsay, any of the great staff at Coldwell Banker CRE Realtors. How can they do that, JR?
They should contact us at 715-424-4800, or they can reach out to us at coldwellbankerseaward.com, and we would be glad to help. Or they can just stop in. We're located on A Street at 325 A Street South, and we are directly across the street from Cravings, so you can grab a cup of coffee and stop over, and we'd love to help you with your real estate needs.
And that's the same way you can get in touch with Lindsay as well?
Absolutely. If they call here, they're definitely going to be able to reach her too.
Lindsay, thank you very much for the time. You have a great day.
Thank you, James. Thanks for having me.
JR, always good talking with you. We'll do this again next month. Looking forward to it.
All right. Okay, take care, James.
You take care of yourself, too. You take care of yourself, sir. We need you around those good suits. I want to see you next month, all right? I want to see you look at that. You take care of yourself.
All right. See you now. Bye.